Hi, my name is John Wiese. I'm an ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. And today what I want to do is revisit an old topic. WPF is becoming more popular with developers these days, and I wanted to just touch on using WPF within Office add-ins. In particular, we'll do a Outlook add-in. It'll be a send handler that will allow you to edit the subject of the email that you're sending to add a specific tag to make searching easier. So I've got a project started here. I've got a Outlook add-in, Outlook 2007 add-in, and Visual Studio 2008, and we've called this WPF Send Handler. And I've gone ahead and added a item, a WPF control, to this project. So here we can see that in the designer here, it's just a basic control. I'm gonna go ahead and paste in what I want this control to look like. And if you're familiar with WPF, you probably know what all this is going to do, but let me just zoom up on the control here. And you can see what we've done is we've added the XAML that's necessary to create a border, have a stack panel in that border to put our radio buttons in. And it's a little bit hard to read, but you can it says info, action, request confirmed, and no tag needed. So what we're doing here is when you send an email, we're going to capture the info here by popping this up in a form. And then if you've selected any of these, any of the first four, it's going to go ahead and attach that text at the beginning of the subject. So you can just send it as info. The subject could be action, request, and confirm. So kind of your typical request that you can put right in your subject so that people know what you're looking for, and it makes it easier for you to find if you're digging through your sent items or your inbox. Now, one of the things that you'll notice here also is that I've added checked properties to each of these buttons. So what we'll do now is we'll go ahead and edit that code and put in those checked property handlers. These are relatively straightforward handlers, so I'm just going to go ahead and paste in, and you can see what they look like. They're pretty straightforward. We have a handler for our confirmed, our request, our action, and our info, as well as our none. And they just set the tag property of the control. And we're going to use that tag property then to change our subject. So now that we've got that, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and create a form that displays the WPF, and then we can consume that form in our Outlook add-in code. In order to go ahead and consume that, what we'll do is we'll add a new form to our project, and we'll just call it my tag. And in that form, what we're going to do is go ahead and add a control here, which is our form, our WPF hoster, our host control. So we're going to go down to our WPF interoperability, and we're going to add an element host over here. And we're just going to, sorry about that. We're going to just kind of prop that up here, and we're going to then go ahead and point it at our, oh, can't do that because we haven't built yet. So what I'll do is I will build the project. And now that we've rebuilt that, we can now go ahead and put in our form as the control that we want to host in there. So that's as simple as it gets. We just create our WPF user control with whatever controls and UI that we'd like it to display. And then what we do is we go ahead and host that in a container. In this case, it's a form. And then we're going to add a couple of things to this form. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and add in a couple of buttons. So we want to add a cancel and a continue button, just to give us some ways to control what we're doing. So we'll put these in here, and we'll just call this one cancel, and we'll call this one continue. And when they cancel, we're just going to have it go ahead and back out of what we were doing. So and the way that we're going to do that is we're just going to set the tag equal to nothing so that we prepend nothing, or we prefix the subject with nothing. So then we close our window. And then the other thing that we'll do is, of course, set the continue button. And what we're going to put in here is we are going to basically put in the tag. This dot tag is going to equal, and here we have to do a little bit trickery. What we're going to do is get the WPF send handler, and we're going to get an instance of my WPF form, and that is going to be, we're going to cast cast the element host child, so the control that we put in there as that, and we're going to get the tag from that. So there we go, grab the tag, set that there, and then we're going to again close the form. Okay, so we've wired up our form now. We have our control on it, and we have our buttons to handle everything. So I'm just going to resize that a little bit and save everything. And just for posterity's sake, let's go ahead and build and make sure that we build. Succeeded. There we go. So then the last thing we need to do is just set up our code to launch it. So if we go into our Outlook code here, there's a couple of things that we're going to do. First thing we're going to do is we're going to create a new mail item. And we'll have to go ahead and put in our using Outlook. And then we can create a mail item to store our current item. And then we have to have our handler. So we're going to hook up to this application's item send. So when an item is sent. And then we're going to do some code in here. So let me just go ahead, for the sake of time, I will just copy and paste this in. It's pretty straightforward. We can walk through it. So what we've done is we've grabbed our current item as the mail item. And then we've gone ahead and we're going to check the subject to see if it already has one of those entries in it. And if it does, then we'll just go ahead and cancel out and let it continue running. If it doesn't, then what we're going to do is, of course, display our form. We called this my tag, not select tag, so let's fix that up. And then what we do is we grab the tag back. If it's blank, we don't care, we just continue. And if it has a different value, what we do is we change our mail subject to be the tag with a space, and then the rest of the subject as it was, and then we go ahead and continue. So there we have it. That's a pretty straightforward, easy way to do this. And let's go ahead and run it. And it's going to start up an instance of Outlook for us. So if we go ahead and just send a test message, go ahead and send it to myself. Add in. And when I click send, what happens is our little WPF form pops up. And we can go ahead then and select something. So I could say info, action, request, or confirmed. So I'm just going to say info for this one, and what we should see if we go ahead and look in our sent folder is we should see info colon appended to the beginning of this before it was sent out. So I'll say continue. And here we go. If we look in our sent, we can see that we now have this test message that was sent out and the info colon testing my add-in added to it. So there we have a simple example of using WPF within Outlook. You can extend that further by using WPF in Outlook form regions or in other places within your Outlook or Office applications in general. Hopefully this helps you get started. All you WPF developers, get started with Office add-ins.